Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I guess I thought you'd be here forever.
Little Chicago bringing us back. 7 till. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Ed Coffey's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, and Ed, thanks for hanging out with us. He's a partner with David Gage, who's also a member of our Brain Trust. They're co-founders of BMC Associates, Bravo Mike Charlie BMC Associates, and put a .com on the end of that, right, Ed, and they find you online.
Sure will.
BMCAssociates.com. We're talking about negotiating for partnerships, the negotiating process that comes into play when you're trying to put together a solid and hopefully successful long-term partnership. You know, Ed, I was thinking as we were going to the break, we were talking about the different kinds of negotiating. If I'm buying that car from you or that house from you, you and I are working towards a thing. We're talking about a thing that's an inanimate object, you know, and so what? I'm going to own a lot of houses in my life. I'm going to own a lot of cars in my life. You're going to sell a lot of those in your life. But when you're talking about a partnership, it seems to me, and you're the expert, so tell me what you think about this. It seems to me that we're not talking about getting something as much as we're talking about learning something. And that isn't that a little bit of a different negotiating dynamic?
It absolutely is. You know, usually we're thinking, as you said, about what is we going to get and how little we can pay for it. So we're focused on ourselves and using, a lot of people focus on techniques and who should put in the first bid and so
right.
on and so forth. That might be appropriate to
when,
that situation.
When to be quiet and make sure the other one speaks first, all the strategy and everything.
Right. But the real heart of it, especially when you're dealing with a long-term relationship, is knowing not what you need, but knowing what the other party needs and wants.
Mm-hmm.
You have to ask a lot of questions. You got to listen carefully to the answers, because if a partnership's going to succeed, it's going to have to meet your needs, but it's also going to have to meet your partner's needs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an entirely different ballgame.
Well, but back, you know, this discovery thing. I mean, what you're going for? Is it safe to say that if you and I are negotiating to form a partnership? And it's heavy on me getting an advantage, and weak on finding out, you know, what color you like or where do you prefer to live, you know, are you happy living in this area right now, or are you willing to come to work early, or how do you feel about money, or what do you think about other people? I mean, that's what you're really focusing on, right? That's what you need to be focused on, not whether I get an advantage or not.
Absolutely. One of the things that we ask all of our potential partners to do is identify what they think their partner wants out of life, in effect, wants out of this
mm-hmm.
partnership, wants out of this business, so that they're trying to get in their partner's mind about what they're headed for. And then, of course, we have a good, healthy discussion. Did you really get it right? Do you understand me, and do you understand what I'm after? So that by the time they've actually reached a partnership, they're sure they know what they need to help each other with. I mean, the underlying reality of a negotiation is that you're trying to bring together two people who can be more together than they are separately.
It's more of a, it's really more of a courtship than it is negotiating, isn't it?
It is.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, something a lot of people forget about in courtship is, while you do need a little hugging and kissing and all of that sort of thing, you also need a lot of talking if you're talking about a long-term
mm-hmm.
Marriage that you're getting into. So we sometimes have partners who won't discuss, won't negotiate, because they're afraid they're going to take the train off the track, the love out of the ocean. And that can be a big mistake. You have
to
talk. You have to understand.
You need to be prepared to walk away, too, don't you? Just like in any – this is one thing I think that is consistent with a partnership negotiation or a business negotiation. You need to be prepared to walk away if it's not right.
Yeah, I mean, the negotiation experts talk about a BATNA, B-A-T-N-A, the best alternative to a negotiated agreement.
Right.
If you go into any negotiation knowing that you walk away and what you're going to walk to, and that you can live and survive and thrive, even though this negotiation hasn't worked out, then the negotiation itself is more likely to be successful.
Right.
Because you're not under the pressure, I've got to make this work.
Yeah, absolutely. Ed, give us the website again, please.
It's bmcassociates.com.
And the things we've been talking about are the things that you help your clients with, don't you?
We sure do.
Whether they're getting off the ground in the beginning or whether they've already got a partnership and they're trying to fix it or make it better. Ed, thanks for being here. Say hi to David. We'll see you next time.
I will. Always a pleasure.
Ed Kopf, ladies and gentlemen, K-O-P-F, if you're Googling him. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame reminding you the ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships were made for. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.